This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's Vectis Radio, and we've just been joined by Sarah from Red Barns. Mm-hmm. Morning, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you run Red Barns, and you have done for 13 years, and you just told me where it was. You just want to just tell the listeners, it's between Blackwater and...
And Rookley.
And Rookley. Yes,
the postal address is Rookley, but it's actually off the main road between Rookley and Blackwater down a long farm track. You can't see it from the road. There's a little sign at the top. And we're right down at the bottom in the valley, and it is absolutely stunningly beautiful and quiet. Absolutely superb place to be.
Are we allowed to drive down there?
Yes. All right, okay. I will even welcome you with a cup of tea at the bottom if you like.
Fabulous. It's not like a private road. We won't get into trouble.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because even just what you're saying, it's a fabulous view and you should see it. I'm thinking, well, I want to now.
Yes, you can.
that'd be excellent. So what is Red Barns?
Well, we moved down to a complex of ruined barns 20 years ago, and we converted one to live in. And there was another large barn, which was the milking parlour at the time, completely empty. And we came up with the idea of converting it for holiday lets. And somebody pointed out to us that the shape of the barn, which was big and empty and wide, would be perfect for disabled use. It's all on one level and there's plenty of space. And I'd already nursed my mother, who was in a wheelchair, so I knew some of the difficulties involved with wheelchair users. So we converted it from scratch with a view to it being accessible and available for wheelchair users. We've got two wet rooms. We've got three bedrooms downstairs, all with hospital beds. We've got masses of other equipment. We've got a fold-down shower table over the bath for people with no core stability who need to be showered flat. I could keep you going for half an hour with all the equipment that's down there.
Please do.
But the beauty of it is that when you walk into it, you don't think that you're walking into somewhere like a hospital ward. Everything is luxurious and wooden, and it's peaceful, and red squirrels come and feed at the door. There are just views of the countryside all around, and it's absolutely wonderful. Come down and have a look.
I will, because you paint a beautiful picture, you really do. And something that obviously you may be aware of what we do, it's something that we got involved with a few years ago. And it's just the more you do, the more you realise that there are lots of people out there that do have problems, do have issues, and the more things we've got like this in place to not just help but give them somewhere to go and so on and so forth. I think it's fabulous, but it must be an ongoing job. You must be having to update this and update that because things change.
Yes, absolutely, and we do get a lot of customer feedback which we act on. So at this time of year when it's fairly quiet, they're always jobs that we do. Now, last year we put in a claw-footed bath in the main bathroom because people were having a certain amount of difficulty getting hoists underneath, which we can now do, and we widened the doorway into that bathroom. This year we're widening one of the doorways. It's already widened, but into one of the bedrooms because some people come with reclining wheelchairs, which are slightly more difficult to get around corners. So that's being widened. We're doing a little bit of modification on one of the wardrobes, but every year we do something. And then feedback, little things like somebody once said to us, we need a shaving mirror in this particular bathroom at wheelchair height. And unless you're actually in a wheelchair, it's something you might not think of. Okay, there are mirrors in there, but they were slightly too high. So we do that. So we listen to what people say and we adapt it as we go along. But the suggestions are getting fewer. I think we're catching up with everything
now. Good. It's a real... If you've never been involved in anything like that before, it's a real eye-opener. And you tend to think, crikey, just something so simple makes a massive difference.
Oh, it does.
Having an eye-level mirror, just doing that sort of thing. Just going back to when you said that you had this building and it was the right shape for...
Mm.
Obviously, there must be a reason why you got into this in the first place. It wasn't just because you had the right shape building. Because you must have a big heart or, something that made you want to do this.
Well, as I say, I did look after my mother for several years, who was in a wheelchair, and it was a nightmare sometimes even getting around town. So I was very aware that people coming to the island probably were not going to have much luck looking for somewhere to stay. And a friend of ours on the island, and if you're listening, Stig, he's a wonderful chap we know, he's a farmer. he commented to us just as we were about to convert it that his dad, who had Parkinson's, when he came to the island, he couldn't find anywhere to stay. And he was kind of leaning on the door frame of our kitchen and looking at it, and he said, you know, that building would be absolutely perfect. We'd already toyed with the idea, but it just took that. And from that moment on, we thought, yeah, this is what we'll do. And so all the plans were put in place to make it for disabled people. And we are so pleased that we did. We've made such good friends over the years. We get repeat bookings year on year on year. Some people are actually on their 15th or 16th visit because they come twice a year. Nobody's ever trashed it. I'm touching wood. When they find it, they're so pleased. They're proud of it. And they look after it. And they're absolutely lovely. So...
Well,
no regrets
lovely.
At all.
So is there an age group? Is it mainly certain ages?
Or no, not at all. One of my joys, our changeover day is a Wednesday, and on a Wednesday, every group is different, and I have a lot of fun adapting it to whoever comes. So we have babies, we have toddlers, we have... I think the oldest person was probably just about to reach 100, and anything in between. But the rooms can be adapted. So if we've got children staying, we've got some fantastic children's bedding, big soft toys, Lego train sets, everything like that, lots of toys for outside. Or the rooms can be adapted. Some of them can either be twins or doubles or king size. Depending on who's coming, I get them to fill in a very, very detailed sheet as to what their requirements are. And we make sure that when they arrive, it's exactly what they want. And we can hire in hoists, we can hire in hot tubs if people want them for the week. And it seems to work brilliantly.
Fantastic. I would imagine that, so you're saying that people come back,
yes.
The majority of people come through, they're from the mainland.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. Well, actually, not everybody. We have had a couple of people from the island who were perhaps moving house, and there was a bit of a hiatus, sure. And they needed somewhere to stay, but yeah, 99%.
So how far and wide did they come from?
Australia was the...
Oh, wow.
...was the furthest, but yes.
Are there many places... I mean, obviously, I don't know too much... don't suppose there's many places like this on the island, if at all. Yours is the only one.
I think that it's starting to happen a little bit more. There is a place over near Atherfield which does smaller lets, but because we've got such a big building there, and we can sleep 7 and 8 if there's a child, you know, who wants to share with the parents, there aren't that many places who will take that many people. And where we cater for care homes a lot as well, we've got space for 5 people to sleep downstairs and 5 hospital beds down there and 2 wet rooms. So generally the ratio might be that we'll have 3 care home residents accompanied by 4 carers. And that's quite a big group for a lot of people to put up in one place. Now, I'm not saying definitively that there isn't anywhere else, but not that I know of.
Okay, so obviously if people were listening to this live, they might want to know a bit more detail.
Yes.
If they're listening to it, because this will be podcast as well, if they're listening, okay, to the podcast and thinking, okay, how do we get involved, how do we book up, there must be a website.
Yes, there is. It's www.redbarnrookley.co.uk, and Red Barn Rookley, all as one word. Rookley is spelled Rookley. All the contact details are on there, including our email address and phone numbers, everything like that. So it's just a case of contacting me by whatever means you want to. There are also links on the homepage of our website to Facebook, Twitter, and TripAdvisor, and you'll see on TripAdvisor we've got 25 5-star reviews. Haven't got any bad ones yet, once again touching wood. So you can see quite honestly what other people have said. There's a virtual tour, there are loads of photographs, there's a little video of how the hospital beds work, and lots of information on there, including our prices, and you can see on online calendar as to when we're available.
Brilliant. It's really nice to meet you. It's really nice to know
you're
doing well.
And
it's such a lovely thing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just shocked that it's been doing for how many years? 13?
13, yes.
And we don't know anything about it.
Well, you probably wouldn't so much on the island, but we do a lot of work with NHS homes on the mainland, Leonard Cheshire, Epilepsy Society, a lot of the bigger societies. they tell each other, and so we get the bookings through there. But as I say, you're on the island, not many people particularly want to go and stay somewhere else on the island if they already live there. So most of the bookings are going to come from over the water.
Okay, I'm going to come and visit. Because it sounds like a lovely place
Please
to visit,
do.
And you paint a lovely picture of it.
It's
lovely to see you. Lovely to see, hopefully,
Thank
we'll
you.
See you again soon.
I hope so. www.vectisradio.com